Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
The U.S. Supreme Court has just heard its first case involving genetically engineered crops. The Monsanto Corporation is appealing a lower court decision that halts sales of genetically engineered alfalfa seed. So-called Roundup Ready alfalfa is engineered to survive when the herbicide Roundup is applied to the fields. Living on Earth's Jessica Elise Smith reports that this case could set a precedent for the future of biotech agriculture.
4 years ago, the Center for Food Safety sued the U.S. Department of Agriculture, claiming that Roundup Ready alfalfa was approved without adequate environmental review. The center represents a coalition of seed farms, nonprofits, and environmental groups that contend the use of genetically engineered alfalfa poses ecological harm. Law professor Susan Schneider says the coalition wants the government to apply the National Environmental Policy Act, known as NEPA, before approving Roundup Ready alfalfa for use.
NEPA requires that whenever a federal agency undertakes a federal action that can significantly affect the quality of the environment, the agency is supposed to consider and document the potential environmental effects of their action.
Schneider is the director of the Agriculture and Food Law Program at the University of Arkansas School of Law. She's watching this case closely.
I think that the notion that an environmental impact statement should be prepared prior to deregulating a genetically engineered crop is something that's, I think, coming of its own now.
The lower court agreed with the center that an environmental impact statement was warranted, a first for a genetically engineered crop. The court ordered an injunction to restrict sales of Roundup Ready alfalfa until an environmental review was complete. Monsanto appealed, and the case has climbed the legal ladder to the U.S. Supreme Court. Garrett Casper of Monsanto says the case is about more than just alfalfa.
But it boils down to three things: farmers, fairness, and the freedom to choose.
Casper says Monsanto wants farmers to have the autonomy to plant GE alfalfa along with the pesticide Roundup so they can grow the crop weed-free.
Our hope is that, you know, farmers will be able to count on USDA approvals of biotech crops. They'll also be able to know that challenges to biotech must be based on scientific evidence. And then, at the end of the day, have the choice to use these products.
Choice is the key word here. While Monsanto says farmers should have the choice to use genetically engineered alfalfa, the Center for Food Safety's staff attorney George Kimbrell sees it another way. Kimbrell says the threat of spreading GE alfalfa demonstrates a loss of choice.
If you're a farmer and you want to grow an organic, you know, alfalfa crop or a conventional alfalfa crop, and you can't because of contamination or the threat of contamination, there is no amount of money that will remedy that harm. And to the extent that you're a consumer and you want to have the choice to buy non-genetically engineered food, that is also an irreparable harm. That is, there's no amount of money that can give you back your choice.
Alfalfa is used as a feed for cattle and dairy cows. Organic dairy farmers rely on their feed to be GE-free, so they worry Roundup Ready alfalfa will threaten their ability to produce an organic product. To address this issue, the USDA has set rules for how far apart farmers can plant GE seeds from other farms. Monsanto says these buffer zones are in their contracts, which farmers sign when they buy seeds. But some environmental groups point out that since alfalfa is a perennial crop, it will stick around for many consecutive years. And alfalfa is openly pollinated by bees. Kimbrell from the Center for Food Safety says nature can't always be regulated.
Bees are wild. They don't read signs. So even if you have an isolation distance of, say, 900 feet or 1,400 feet, which is some of the ones they proposed, for example, if you've got a wild honeybee that can fly 5 miles, that's not going to do you much good.
The Supreme Court will decide if there is enough harm to continue to halt the sale of Roundup Ready alfalfa. In past cases, it all came down to definitions, possibility of harm versus likely harm. Law professor Susan Schneider says, in Monsanto's case, these definitions are also under scrutiny.
Is it based simply on a percentage of how likely the harm is going to be? Or, in fact, shouldn't we really be looking at the specific harm that's involved and how serious a danger that presents? And that's where you get into some of the real technical legal issues that are before the court.
To Garrett Casper of Monsanto, the approval of Roundup Ready alfalfa does not present permanent harm.
To call it irreparable harm is certainly a stretch. If anything, it might be financial, which is repairable through other means.
The Center for Food Safety's George Kimbrell disagrees. He says there are environmental impacts linked to growing GE alfalfa, like contaminating wild alfalfa plants or damaging the organic market.
In the legal sense, economic injury is not by itself irreparable, but here, when it's intertwined with a permanent modification of nature, it is, to the extent that, you know, you've got this environmental harm that is coupled with a very significant economic harm to farmers and exporters.
Legal experts say this case will set an important precedent for the future regulation of genetically engineered plants and how environmental harms will be handled in the future. The Supreme Court case should be decided within the next few months. For Living on Earth, I'm Jessica Elise Smith.